what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, a lot to talk about. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. Start things out here by talking about government pensions, and then we'll get to the wild, so-called Wild West. But first, we're going to your phone calls, actually. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know what would really be wicked funny? You know how you got these terrorists out there that are, they would bomb a plane if they could, but they, you know, any packages that are being shipped on that plane, they have to go through a bomb detector first. So that foils the terrorists, but let's say they decide to wire up the bomb to a gadget that detects when it's going through the bomb detector, and that would activate the detonator, okay? So then they would shut down the operation that way, okay? And then when they get back into business, they can't put any packages on the plane because they don't know if there's a bomb in there, and they can't put them through the bomb detector because they don't know if there's a bomb detector inside the package. So they have to put all the packages through a bomb detector, and they're working merrily away putting all these packages through, and the beep, 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 oh, check this one out. Oh, sure enough, good thing we did this because this one's got a bomb detector wired up to a bomb inside it, and good thing we didn't put it through the bomb detector because, that would have happened again. So then the terrorists start wiring up the bombs to bomb detectors. And when the package goes through the bomb detector, then that would blow that up instead.
Yeah.
And so then when they get back into business.
Sounds like a fiction book.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You know, at the very beginning of the call, kind of was interesting, the idea of setting up some kind of bomb to go off in the screening area or wherever they're screening the baggage, to have that essentially blow up the baggage screening area. That would do a whole lot more than just take out an airplane. That would take out the entire operation of the airport. They'd have to shut down the entire airport if you were to blow up something like that. Not trying to give anybody any ideas here, but that would be a pretty devastating attack. I mean, if they can't screen any bags, they're not going to allow any planes in or out of that airport. So you'd effectively take out the entire airport.
So the government's made the airports weaker by doing the bomb screening rather than making them stronger.
It's certainly a point of weakness that would result in the entire place being shut down, don't you think?
You're going to give Homeland Security ideas to start screening everyone everywhere for bombs and grocery stores and their homes.
I'm sure they already have that idea. They just don't have the manpower, the personnel to do it.
Yeah.
They thank goodness, you know, they just don't have enough. And they would, if they could, go out to, I know they tried back in Indianapolis a year and a half ago to screen people at bus stops in the city. And so they tested that out. And I don't know if they're still doing it or not, actually. So who knows where they're going to show up next. Toll-free here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, story is from Forbes here, talking about the pensions of these government bureaucrats and how sweet they are in this time of economic slowdown, right here in our radio industry, Mark. I don't know if you've seen the news, but some of the radio companies have been slashing pay. They've come to their employees and said, hey, we'll let you keep your job, but you're going to have to take a 5 or 10% cut in pay. You want to keep working here? And, of course, if you love radio enough, you'll take the cut and you'll keep working at the station. But we've seen things like this going on. Obviously, some businesses completely going under, others slashing their costs as much as they possibly can. Because, well, in the real world, in the semi-free market that we live in, if you're running a business, you've got to do what you've got to do to keep the doors open. Whereas if you're government, well, you can just keep stealing money from people in order to keep propping up your current pension system or your current way of life. And indeed, the story from Forbes points out that these guys are doing pretty well for themselves. Don't let anyone tell you the American dream has faded. The truth is, the U.S. is still minting lots of millionaires, and Glenn Goss is one of them. Goss retired 4 years ago at age 42 from a $90,000 a year job as a police commander in Delray Beach, Florida. He immediately began drawing a $65,000 annual pension that's guaranteed for life, is indexed to keep up with inflation, and comes with full health benefits. So, retired at 42. That's pretty good, right? Most people usually plan at retiring around their 60s. Isn't that right?
Jeez. Well, and likely what he's going to do, and this is what many people that work for the government do, is he's going to stop his job at 42, retire at 42, and then he's going to go on and get another government job.
Indeed.
And then he's going to have two government pensions.
That's what our buddy Fred Parcells here in Keene did. He retired from the police force, got his pension from that, at least as I understand it. If he's listening and wants to correct me, he can call in. But one of the politicians, former politicians,
he's not the only one I've ever heard of doing that.
Absolutely. It's common. And so now he's working as a housing inspector for the Keene Housing Authority.
Yeah, so, I know military can retire after 20 years, and a lot of military people go in, come out and retire after 20 years and then go right into another government job.
That's why people love government jobs, because of the benefits. I mean, a lot of people understand that they're kind of crap jobs, but the benefits are great, and so they put up with it for 20 or 30 years or however long it is and cash in. In fact, this guy, Mr. Goss, promptly took a new job as police chief in nearby Highland Beach, Florida. One big lure, the Bennies. Given that the average man his age will live to 78, Goss is already worth nearly $2 million based on the present value of his vested retirement benefits. Looked at another way, he's a $2 million liability to Florida taxpayers. Says, when I got a job at 21, I knew it was a dangerous profession, but that I'd be rewarded on the back end.
Being a police officer is not a dangerous profession. And when you start looking at the 10 most dangerous professions, taxi drivers, linemen workers, bus drivers from, no, taxi drivers, I can't remember. The cop, I don't think, was on there.
Well, they like to think that it's a dangerous profession. It makes them feel good about themselves.
Maybe deadly is probably the term I should have used. I don't know. It could be dangerous. It is not one of the top 10 deadliest jobs.
The benefits back then, he says, weren't anywhere near what they become today. The problem with this picture is not Glenn Goss. By all accounts, he was a good cop. The problem is there are millions of Glenn Gosses from Highland Beach to Honolulu. So many, they pose a vast, debilitating burden to state and local finances. They're creating a nasty social problem as well. In America, in case you hadn't noticed, is divided into two nations, the 22.5 million strong public sector, and that includes retirees, is growing ever larger and enjoying ever greater wages and benefits, often guaranteed to them by the state constitutions. So when you've got a situation where the government is having a tough time with its finances because, well, property values are plummeting, as we are seeing across the country, and that means that property taxes aren't bringing in as much as they used to, and the government, if it has to, the government people, if they have to cut something, they sure can't cut the benefits because, well, they're mandated to provide those. Their own set of rules says they must provide them, and plus, their buddies would get angry at them if they cut their benefits. So that's one of the things they just won't touch. They'll touch some of the programs, and they'll cut some teachers out here and there. They'll cut what they can out of their programs, but cut the benefits, cut the pensions? No way, because they understand that eventually they are going to collect those very same pensions, and why would they want to slit their own throats? They've no incentive to do any of that stuff.
They look after each other.
They certainly do, especially in areas where the governments are smaller. I mean, in the smaller areas, they know one another. Whereas if you're in someplace like New York City, at least then there's 300,000 government employees, and they can only know so many of one another. But nonetheless, we're actually going to talk about New York City here in a moment. They'll give you some statistics from there. It's not to say that it's everything's all fine and dandy there. Indeed, the private sector or in private sector America, your job, assuming you still have one, hangs on the fate of the economy. If your employer ever offered a pension for life, like young officer Goss gets to receive, odds are it has stopped doing so or soon will. Those retirement accounts you scrimped and saved to assemble, unless they're invested in treasuries, they aren't doing too well. In private sector America, the math leads to the grim prospect of working longer and living poorer.
So those of us that, the vast majority of people who are working in the private sector, our jobs aren't protected, whereas the people that are working for the slave master, they are.
In the public sector, things just keep getting better and better. The common presumption is that public servants forego high wages in exchange for safe jobs and benefits. But the reality is they get all three. Yeah. State and local government workers get paid an average of $25.30 an hour, which is 33% higher than the private sector's 19, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Throw in pensions and other benefits, and the gap widens to 42%. Some more interesting numbers about how much these government bureaucrats really are siphoning out of your pockets. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals. With acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, completely free at freetalklive.com. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you use the discount code FTL. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. Just a few more thoughts on this Forbes story about just how well those government bureaucrats are doing. tough economic times for the rest of us hasn't touched the bureaucrats. They are A-OK because their pension plans are, in many cases, state constitutionally mandated. They've got it down in their own laws, their own set of rules that says that you don't touch the pensions, buddy. And boy, they are some nice pensions. The story started out by talking about a police chief down in Florida who retired at age 42, started collecting a $65,000 annual pension with full health benefits and indexed to keep up with inflation. Then went and got himself another full-time job as a police chief in a different town because, well, he's going to get benefits there too. And, of course, 20 years later, he'll retire again and be pulling in something like, $120,000, $150,000 a year for doing absolutely nothing. And, of course, somebody who defends the state would say, well, these are our heroes. They deserve to be taken care of when they get older. Well, why is it that the police deserve to be taken care of more than the garbage man? Why is that?
Because it's supposed to be the other way around. I mean, the whole notion of the police officers, you know, is they're supposed to be risking their lives for civilians.
Supposed to be
at least
serving.
In theory. Right. Yeah. And so, in theory, the civilian's life should be valued more. But it's really the other way around.
Well, the fact is, if we were able to see in a free market what these people were worth, I would have no problem with compensating them to what they are worth. However, when dealing with a union, which just about every government employee I've ever heard of is in some kind of union, when dealing with a union, the taxpayer doesn't have a choice. The union is represented in a much much stronger position than the taxpayer is. The taxpayer doesn't have a union. The taxpayer doesn't get to say, oh, no, that's crazy. That's too much. We're not willing to pay that or whatever.
Yep.
It's just the town, so you've got bureaucrats arguing with bureaucrats over what bureaucrats should get paid. Well, I think the bureaucrats can agree that bureaucrats should get paid well.
Yeah, well, as long as you're going to raise the pay of those other bureaucrats, you need to raise the pay of these bureaucrats here, then we'll all be fine, right? While all of the rest of us are impoverished ever more as time goes on in order to keep food on these people's tables. Because, well, what? Because they're just so piss poor at handling their money while they have their nice $90,000 a year jobs that they couldn't sock anything away for themselves? I mean, why should they? They have no incentive to save for retirement. They don't have to. They can spend every single dollar they earn in their years as a working government bureaucrat, and then they continue making a decent fraction of the amount that they were making in a pension for doing absolutely nothing. So the government bureaucrats have no incentive to save their money. They have no incentive to do as the rest of America must do, and that is be as wise as possible with their finances.
And the people who are setting their salaries aren't doing it with their own money or their own budgets. I mean, they're essentially...
No, they're doing it for political
reasons. When you're not spending your own money, you're not going to use the same discretion.
They're doing it for political reasons. I mean, imagine that you're a city councilor. I mean, obviously, it's hard to imagine this, but imagine that you're a politically connected city councilor and the police union comes in and says, we'd really like to have an increase in our pensions. Well, if you vote it down, then guess who's going to oppose you in your next reelection campaign? The police union. And what politician wants to have the police union endorsing his opponent?
None.
So, speaking of government bureaucrats and what they're getting paid here, a few more interesting numbers from the story at Forbes.com.
Before you go on, I'd like to quickly rattle off the top 10 deadliest jobs in America.
All right, sure. From according to who? Bureau of Labor Statistics or something?
This is HubPages.com. They claim to use workplace death statistics, workplace fatalities in the U.S. I don't know. Okay. I don't have it right here. It looks legit to me. What can I say?
All right, what is it?
Fishermen.
Number one?
Number one, fishermen. Loggers,
wow.
Number two.
These are deadliest or most dangerous?
Most dangerous jobs, but it did use...
Got it.
Okay, let's call it dangerous. Fishermen, timber workers, aircraft pilots.
Wow.
Structural iron and steel workers. All these guys hanging iron, it's always a dangerous job. Mm-hmm. They're up high. You fall off, you go splat. Refuse and recyclable material collectors, so garbage men. Yep. Far more dangerous than police officers. Farmers and ranchers, roofers, electrical power installers, as I said, cable guys.
Linemen.
Linemen. Drivers, route sales, and truck drivers. So pizza deliverers, vending machine fillers, other route sales, all those things. And taxi drivers and chauffeurs, as I had mentioned previously.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Renee, listening in North Carolina. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to thank y'all for bringing up this topic. This has been on my mind, and I don't feel a lot of the other hosts have been bringing this up. y'all are hitting the nail right on the head. All these people we call public servants who supposedly are so gracious the way they serve us and make such a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Generally make way more than people who do comparable work in the private sector.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and whenever
sure
sacrifice is called on to be made, you know, the president's get up there, you know, it's going to require a sacrifice. And, but you know,
right, you have
never
to sacrifice
called on to do the sacrifice are the people who work for the government. I could
yep
kiss you guys tonight.
Well, we'll give you radio. Good. We'll give you radio kisses. Hey, great call. Thank you so much for making it tonight, Renee. And I share your concerns. It's absolutely the case that these people are parasites. These government bureaucrats are parasites, and they can just suck off as much wealth from you and I as they want to. And you know, it's interesting. They're mandated that they get these pensions within their own rules. But if people would just stop paying, then they wouldn't be able to get the money to pay their pensions, would they? If we would just, have some kind of tax revolt, some kind of boycott to say, go to hell. You know, you learn how to save your own money. We need our money right now, especially in down economic times. We need as much of it as we possibly can get. Screw you. You know, if you're so valuable, then maybe we'll set up a charity for you later on. You know, poor, pathetic government bureaucrats who couldn't save a retirement charity. We'll all pass the hat around for them and set, throw a few bucks in there so they can keep some food on their table. I don't feel sorry for these people at all.
I was hearing the same thing about teacher salaries. You know, public school teacher salaries are actually pretty disproportionate to the market.
As compared to other teachers, you mean, like private school teachers?
That and also just comparable. If you look at the comparable sorts of jobs they can get with their skill set, you know,
yeah,
based
like
on their training, their skill set, if you look at the sorts of jobs they can get with that, it's very disproportionate compared to that. And that's what bugs me, is this notion that, you know, well, I understand people say, well, teachers are so important to, you know, the next generation. And so that may be, but the point when it comes to deciding their salaries is who has the ability to do that? How much training does it take? Because most jobs out in the private sector, if you have to spend a long time training and educating yourself in order to do that job, and you have to spend a lot of money on your education, those are the sorts of factors that set the salary for that job. You know, how many people are able to do it?
Because what's the demand in the marketplace too? I mean, how
exactly
many people are looking for those services? If there's a lot of if there's high demand, low supply, then those guys are going to get paid pretty well. But we don't know what these people are worth because they're not working in the free marketplace, and we really don't have any idea. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment. Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, all the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts, lots to talk about, serious issues, the fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. A little more here from Forbes.com about the bureaucrats and how much they're getting paid. Story is they're making 33% more than the average state and government local, or excuse me, the state and local government workers get paid an average of $25 an hour, which is 33% higher than the private sector's $19 an hour. And I can tell you, I don't know very many people that make $19 an hour in the private sector. Just because most of the people I know are younger, I guess.
Right, I guess that would be my contention, too. Now, I agree with you that that definitely bureaucrats, state, local, federal, they all get paid, you know, based on a system that is not indicative of the market and likely, in my opinion, higher than, you know, they would in a free market system. However, I think it's unfair to call them parasites in that they do provide services. For instance, if you're a garbage
man. Some do.
Some do, some don't. If you're a garbage man working for the, you know, the municipality, and you get all these great benefits, and a lot of times the municipalities actually hire out waste management or something like that, so you know they're not actually municipal workers, but sometimes they are. If you you're doing work now, you may be doing it for more than you would be in the free market, and likely we would find that was so, but that doesn't make like you're not a parasite. Parasite does nothing for the host creature.
I would say the vast majority of the services they're providing are more harmful than helpful to us. I look at, for instance, the police, and every now and then the police will, of course, and this the attention will be on this, every now and then the police will catch a real violent criminal. You know, they'll do something like that. Most of their time they're spending harassing innocent people. They're enforcing the drug war. They're giving people tickets for when they haven't harmed anyone on the road. Things like that. And teachers, for instance, this is something I'm so tired of glorifying teachers, of everybody glorifying teachers. Public schools are little jails that are crushing
pretty much
the individuality of children, and that is not a service that I want. You know, that's like offering me you know, you're taxing me, taking some money from me, and saying it's not theft because I'm giving you something in return, and in return I'm going to kill some random people for you. I'm like, I don't want you to kill anyone for me. You know, that's not a service. You know, it's and that's, you know, that's why I look at a lot of what the military is doing right now. They're going over and killing random people and calling that a service and making people hate us more. And they're crushing the souls of our children. The police are harassing innocent people. And all these are called services. And I'm sorry, I don't buy that.
I think, Mark, you're right when you say that the term parasite isn't exactly correct. But in most of the case, in many cases, it is correct when they are providing services that I would otherwise contract for. If they're saying, well, look at all these services we're providing you. Well, I don't want most of your services. Yeah, I like having roads to drive on. And I like the idea of having my house protected from burning down. I understand all that. But
And I understand that, you know, the fact is that the existence of police does keep a certain level of crime down, and you know, just the fact that
I disagree.
I think there might be some deterrent from police being out there, but I think there's far more crime being created. I mean, the innocent people that they arrest and go to jail are more likely to commit crimes later.
The cops don't make those laws, though. I mean,
okay, fair enough. They're the tip of the spear. Yeah,
they are the tip of the spear in that respect. And yes, in my town there are no
zero cops.
However, when you call, you will get cops.
For New York City's 281,000 employees, 281,000 government bureaucrats in New York City, average compensation has risen 63% since 2000 to $107,000 a year. How much has your pay risen over the last decade?
Tell me the numbers again.
For every one of their employees in New York City, the average compensation has risen 63% since the year 2000. How many people get that kind of cost of living increase?
Out of their same job.
New Jersey teaching veterans receive $80,000 to $100,000 for just 10 months' work. In California, prison guards can sock away $300,000 a year, including overtime pay. 4 out of 5 public sector workers have lifetime pensions versus only 1 in 5 in the private sector. The difference shifts huge risks from government to private sector workers. New York City socked away $20,000 per employee last year for pension benefits. Since 2000, its pension funding bill has risen ninefold from $615 million to $5.6 billion in 2008. That's more than the city spends on transport, health care, parks, libraries, museums, and the City University of New York combined, according to their budget commission. $5.6 billion in pension funding for 2008 alone. These benefits are so sacrosanct and such a source of union power that labor bosses have turned them into the third rail for New York City politicians. Touching them is suicide. And that goes back to what I was talking about earlier. You do anything to hurt the pension of the bureaucrats, then they rail against you in your next election campaign. And we all know that in a local election, the turnout is very poor. Turnout can be as low as 3% to as high as, you know, 17% in many local elections.
17, but that's a pretty big
turnout. That's a really big one.
And as a matter of fact, the reason for that turnout likely that you're talking about is because
the bureaucrats.
I would think that you're talking about some election that's going on above that, too. So they happen to show up for the local election. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Either way, the bureaucrats are the bulk of the people that'll come out and vote in any given municipal election. And so you are essentially signing your own death warrant as a politician if you go after these people's pensions. And indeed, that goes for the benefits of not only existing workers, but of future ones as well. The mayor of New York City said, "We have far less to spend on core services such as public safety, education, parks, and senior centers." He says that defies common sense, and it's hurting the city. Despite its huge contributions, New York City's 5 pension plans had only 74% of what actuaries said a year ago they needed to pay future benefits. The recent financial meltdown lobbed another 30% off the fund's value. If markets fail to roar back, taxpayers are going to have to step in to save the day.
Better believe that.
After all, public pension benefits are enshrined in the law. Don't you wish your 401k was?
Yeah. You know, my wife was just telling me about her 401k. I guess the company that we have it with, Chase, you know, they give you the, I don't know, account maintenance for free if you have more than $10,000. She was looking at her statement. Suddenly there's some new charge on there. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because her 401k dropped below $10,000. She had more than $25,000 in it at one point.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the way the market's been, that's exactly what's
happening. And that was just from like a year and a half working for the state.
Well, the recent markdown, the recent market meltdown erased $1 trillion from municipal pension funds, according to some retirement figures. That's left the average public plan 35% underfunded. With benefits inexorably rising, the shortfall will balloon to 41% by 2013 if stocks and bonds stay at their current levels, meaning that there will be an unfunded liability of $1.7 trillion. And that's a lot of money that taxpayers are going to have to pony up. And, of course, most taxpayers will do so because, well, they'll throw you out of your house if you decide you've had enough of paying for these lazy government bureaucrats' pensions. When are people going to have enough? When is enough enough? When is it going to be that the private sector workers are starving and these government people are having lavish amounts of money and food and things and nice houses to live in, while the rest of us are having to live, you know, 10 people to a house? Obviously, that's not happening yet, but what if it comes to that? What's it going to take for people to say to themselves, maybe I should try keeping some of my money and see how that works out?
It really does grow like a cancer when there's a dearth of money, when suddenly their property values are shooting up like in California and they started getting a lot of income, they started raising ongoing spending, and then when the money goes away, they just want to tax more to keep yep. it at that rate. So it grows when there's a lot of money and it doesn't shrink when their money goes away.
Why would they want to shrink it? What incentive do they have to shrink any of their budgets? None whatsoever. So the only way it's ever going to happen is either through the political process, which doesn't seem like it's going to do much. We'll give you an example of that here in a little bit. And, of course, take your calls about whatever you want. So I don't think politics is going to change this situation. I think people are just going to have to say no more.
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke.
This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
Doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease.
The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st. Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Enjoying the program? Well, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. For as little as $3 a month, we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and introducing new people to the ideas of freedom. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Looking forward, hopefully, to announcing a new radio station tomorrow night. As a matter of fact, all thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifier. So amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we go to Dave, listening in the People's Republic of Somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, I want to talk about
Free Talk Live, the AMP program, and the Free State Project.
Okay, here you are. Go ahead.
Maybe I'm off in this, but I thought that by amplifying, one would be indirectly supporting the Free State Project.
I think you are indirectly supporting the Free State Project in that they are constantly talked about on this show. Your AMP dollars are being reinvested into Free Talk Live, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations. So the more stations we're on, the greater the exposure for the concept of the Free State Project.
However, that would not preclude the Free State Project from using their ad time to ask you for more money.
Okay, I'll buy all that. So in this case, I would like to offer the following February Festivus airing of the grievances with you guys.
Okay.
What it is.
But Dale is exempt from this. Called in a couple nights ago and talked about the Free State Project for a minute. And later in the show, Mark, Ian, and Sam singled out my call and said that I was an example of somebody that would not be attracted to the Free State Project.
Well, because of the statement of you guys get the liquor laws fixed.
Yeah, and the liquor laws and I'll move. That was pretty much what you said.
Well, you know, I'm not really so well traveled, but I've been to a few states, and I have been to Ontario, and, you know, they're a socialist country.
Yeah.
When I found out that you guys had socialist liquor laws there, really threw me for a loop.
I agree. Well, every state in the country has socialist something.
I'm not going to defend New Hampshire's liquor laws because they suck.
That's okay. No. I don't want to talk about that. I just wanted to know why you said that I wouldn't be attracted to the Free State Project, because Wednesday when I called you, I had my old cabinet sitting in my living room. Tonight I got new cabinets that I'm putting in because I got to sell this house before I can move.
I'm sorry. I thought that you were saying you were only willing to move after the laws were repealed. Now it's sounding different.
Is that one of the things that you can do? Hey, dude, I'd move there just for the freedom to not be arrested for not wearing a seatbelt.
Well, that might change soon.
To actually be able to go 2 weeks means a great deal to me. You know, I'm an older guy. Well, that's real demonstrable freedom.
If I misunderstood your statement, I apologize. What I heard was a person who was saying, look, I'm not going to move until you guys fix your liquor laws.
That's what I heard.
And, you know, to that.
No, I was just asking, could I do that? Or would that be, you know, like a disqualifiable? I got to figure somebody's looking at this list and calling people up and marketing and say, hey, you about ready to move? You did make the pledge on such and such.
Not yet.
We could use your support.
Not yet. I wish that people were making those telephone calls and I'm trying to set something up, you know, with the help of Jason Osborne and to get that done. But it's been a slow road.
It's my understanding.
I could come there and get a job. But anyway, I do want to continue just a second since we talked about AMP program.
Yes, sir.
With more of the airing of the grievances.
I love
it. Last month, I sent you guys real dollars. I gave my $3 contribution real dollars to you. And you cashed them out. Now, I've got them sitting in front of me right now. I was going to send them in, but I was hoping that maybe you could use them more towards marketing and promoting. You know, I mean, like, hey, the first three guys that call up or that sign up for AMP, get one. Something like that. Anything.
I see what you're saying.
Just use it to market the program instead of cashing them out.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. You're saying that we should somehow take the silver dollars that you contributed and use them as some sort of perk to get people to get excited.
Yeah, use it as a gimmick.
Yeah, I'm just not motivated. I mean, I'm just not motivated to do that. The money that comes into AMP is spent on various different things, and I really just right now my focus on AMP is to try to get the automation system completed. I'm just busy. I'm busy enough just trying to process them all by hand. I've got 25 emails sitting in my AMP folder for tomorrow morning, and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to process every single one of those by hand. Eventually, we're going to have that system automated. We've been working on it for 3 years now, and hopefully it'll be completed at some point this year. So I just don't have time to deal with stuff like that. I appreciate the suggestion, though.
Oh, okay. I just thought maybe Mark come up with some cheesy scheme.
Hopefully the show is better than that.
I'm all for schemes, but as the problem with the AMP program from my standpoint is I don't get a penny of it. So the you know, coming up with a scheme, I'm busy focusing on ads and those kind of things to, you know, put actual money in our pockets so that we can feed ourselves and pay our mortgage.
Right. That we appreciate.
I guess neither one of us have a mortgage.
We appreciate the contribution, sir, and thank you for the concerns. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I'm all good. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you, Dave. Hopefully the AMP program just on its own is incentive enough for people to get on board. I don't know if...
Well, he just wants more people in the AMP program.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless him.
Sure.
So do I.
The idea, though, isn't to run a contest with the AMP program. It's not to give things away, necessarily. The idea is to just collect a simple $3 a month amount from each individual that wants to support the show because they like Free Talk Live.
We've certainly done promos
You gave away a book to the Amplifiers once. You gave away 5 John Grisham novels to the Amplifiers once.
Yeah.
So there's the occasional thing that... If it's dropped in our lap and it's easy for us to do, we'll throw something out to the AMPs, but it's really a very...
And if you have a limited resource of something and you have to figure out a way to divvy it out, it makes sense to put the AMPers at a higher up on the priority list.
Yeah,
and
the AMPers get preference of any of the listeners. There's
and
no
when
doubt
you say easier
that.
For us, what you mean is easier for you, because I had to send out all
that's
those
right,
books
you did
and all
the
that
thing.
Other stuff. You would have to send out the silver pieces the gentleman sent in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue. This call is Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was talking to my friend Jake, and he had a very good idea for some civil disobedience that we could do. It involves when the bureaucrats frisk you. The idea is when they start patting you down that you start rolling on the floor laughing uncontrollably because it tickles, and they won't be able to pat you down.
Oh, yeah, they've never had any tickling civil disobedience before, I'm sure.
It's peaceful.
I thought you were
going
to say put tacks on the inside of your pants pointing out or something like that.
No, they look for things like that.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Normally,
don't do that. Anyone who's listening, that was a joke.
So you're saying that if you get pulled over on the side of the road that you should roll around in the street?
Well, no, if they start, you don't have to roll on the ground, but if they start frisking you, you can just curl up and start laughing uncontrollably, and the cop won't know what to do because you're not being aggressive towards him. You're laughing.
He would certainly be confused. There's no, I would imagine he would be quite confused as to why you were doing that.
I think that laughter is pretty powerful, and it's amazing what a smile can do. You know what I mean?
I think it's certainly better to laugh than to get angry. I would absolutely agree with you.
And I think the confusion would just be absolutely hysterical.
You should try it sometime. Let us know how it works out.
Oh, absolutely.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Alex?
Yeah, just real quick, real briefly, this Lou Rockwell article, it's a conversation between a student and a teacher. The student goes, "Where's the bailout money coming from?" The teacher goes, "It comes from the taxpayer." The student goes, "But if the taxpayers have money, then they would be spending it, especially since it's a buyer's market, right?" And then the teacher goes, "I remind you, the problem is complex." So, very interesting article. It's called Sitting in on Bailouts 101.
Thank you, Alex, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Great, Dan. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, you know, a couple of things. Well, I was listening to last night's show, just caught a bit of it, and I wanted to say, you know, that gentleman that just called, Dave from Parts Unknown, I wanted to kind of help him out as far as letting him know that when I get there, I'll fix the liquor laws. Because I got a doozy, a one for handling the open container thing. I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, so if you don't mind, I'll zip you an email on that later. But what I wanted to call really about was Milford. I'd like to nominate it as part of some kind of a program, or what do you want to call it, awards, if you can use the word awards, for the most repressive town in New Hampshire.
I want to find out why. Hang on, Dan. We'll bring you back. Hour number two, why Milford? Why is that the most repressive town in New Hampshire? 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Hour number two is on the way. We'll talk about the Wild West and give you an update on some tyranny that we've been experiencing up here and what the tyrants have decided to do about it.
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke. This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it. It
doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease.
The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st. Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.